You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 613 IBEW workers out there this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers, all my front and rear load and truck drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. A lot to get to this morning, party people. Because we have the latest college football playoff rankings, and these rankings are very, very telling. The rankings right before championship weekend, so that means they're the rankings right before the final rankings, the penultimate college football playoff rankings, if you would like to call them that. That works as well. And we got to get into those first and foremost and talk about what we learned from the latest college football playoff rankings last night. First and foremost, I will give you the rankings quickly, run down the top 25 teams just in case you missed it for whatever reason, because I know a lot of you go to bed early because you're my early risers. So here is the latest top 25 according to the college football playoff. At number one, Oregon, of course, obviously still undefeated. Texas coming in at number two at 11-1. Penn State at number three at 11-1. Notre Dame at 11-1 at number four. And Georgia, the Dogs, coming in at number five at 10-2. So no change between the latest AP poll and the college football playoff rankings when it comes to teams 1-5. Number six, Ohio State. They come in at six at 10-2. Number seven, Tennessee. They come in at 10-2. Eight is SMU, 11-1. At nine, Indiana, 11-1. Boise State at 10, 11-1. Alabama comes in at number 11. 12, Miami at 10-2. Ole Miss at number 13 at 9-3. South Carolina at 14 at 9-3. Arizona State coming in at 15 at 10-2. Ohio State, Iowa State. Let's try that. The Fighting Dave Archers coming in at 16 at 10-2. Clemson coming in at 17 at 9-3. BYU 18 at 10-2. Missouri at 19 at 9-3. Coming in at number 20 is UNLV at 10-2. 21 is Illinois at 9-3. 22 is Syracuse at 9-3. Colorado coming in at number 23 with a 9-3 record. Army 10-1. They land at number 24, and at 25 is Memphis. So those are the latest college football playoff rankings. Now, we will go over what the projection currently is as far as the bracket, the college football playoff bracket, and I will go ahead and get that to you as well. So here is currently what the Week 15, 12-team college football playoff bracket projection looks like according to the College Football Playoff Committee and ESPN. So, the four teams that would have a bye. Number one, Oregon. They will be the one. They have Oregon as the one seed. They have Texas as the two seed. Now, what that obviously tells us, what it tells you and me, they obviously have Texas winning the game, which is fine. It doesn't matter. But what that tells us is Georgia, if they win, and they win the SEC championship game, they will be the two seed, period. I mean, it's quite simple as that. So that's what Georgia is fighting for on Saturday when they take on Texas in the SEC championship game. They're fighting for a number two seed. Now, I do wonder if Oregon was to lose, would they maybe possibly give the winner of the SEC championship the one seed? If Texas wins, probably. If Georgia wins, I don't think they would, just because the records obviously would still be different. It's not like Georgia and Oregon would have identical records. But I think if Texas was to win and they only have one loss, and Oregon lost and they ended up with one loss, I think Texas could and would, in fact, get that number one seed. But hopefully Georgia wins, and we're talking about Georgia being the two seed, because I do think if Georgia wins, they will get the two seed. Okay, moving forward. So they have Oregon as the one seed. They would have Texas as the two seed. But again, if Georgia beats Texas, they'll be the two seed. They have SMU as the three seed, as ACC champions. So that's something to look out for there. Obviously, I think if Clemson wins, Clemson will be the three seed. It'll be SMU and Clemson in the ACC championship. So that could flip there. Boise State right now would come in as the number four seed, and they would be the highest non-power four conference champion to get in and get that bye. So that's how the byes would shape up. And now looking at the first round projections. At number seven, you would have Georgia. You have Georgia be the seven seed, and they would play Indiana. They would host Indiana, the 10 seed. So what this automatically tells you and me, what this tells the people, what the College Football Playoff Committee told us, Georgia is not only locked into a college football playoff spot, but they value the SEC to the point where even if Georgia loses, and I think this is right because of how everything shaped up, even if Georgia loses. They will not only be in the college football playoff, but they will host a first-round college football playoff game. And I think that's correct for a couple of reasons. Number one, even though it would, yes, be Georgia's third loss, look at who their losses would be to. You would lose to a top 12 team. Your losses would be to a top 12 team in Alabama. You would have another loss to, where is Missouri at here? A top 15 team in Missouri. You could even, not Missouri, Ole Miss, excuse me. You would have a loss to currently number 11 Alabama, currently number 13 Ole Miss, and currently number 2 Texas. Those are pretty dang good losses. So I think it's correct that you would not penalize. And again, Georgia still was able to make it to the SEC championship game. So I don't think you penalize Georgia that much for making it to their conference championship in the hardest and toughest conference in all of college football, being the SEC. So I think the committee is on the right track when it comes to that. So Georgia, either way it goes, win or lose, they're locked into not only obviously the college football playoff, but they are locked into hosting a college football playoff game. Now, obviously, if they win, they'll get the bye, and then they'll be all the way into, they'll already be in the quarterfinals, and then they'll be playing neutral site games. So it is what it is at that point. But I think that's a fair shake for Georgia. You win, you get the rest, you get the week off, you get the bye, you're the 2 seed. If you lose, you're still hosting a college football playoff game in what would be a raucous atmosphere in Athens, I think. So I feel like that's a very, very fair shake for Georgia. So they would be the 7 seed if they lose the SEC championship game on Saturday, and they would host Indiana if Indiana takes care of their own business. Now, continuing on with the first round projections in the 12-team college football playoff bracket projection. So I told you, Georgia would host Indiana, 10-seeded Indiana, according to these projections. 5-seeded Penn State would host Arizona State in the first round. 8-seeded Ohio State would host 9-seeded Tennessee. And 6-seeded Notre Dame would host, 11-seeded Alabama. I think these are all fun matchups. Penn State, Arizona State, I think would be pretty fun. I think Ohio State, Tennessee would be a lot of fun. I even think Notre Dame, Alabama would be a lot of fun because Alabama on the road, we know they ain't automatic. So we ain't talking about the Notre Dame, Alabama national championship game matchup from a couple of years ago. These are two different teams from when they were back then. So I think they would all be fun matchups. And I think the committee has set themselves up to, for the most part, I think get everything right. To be quite honest, I think they set themselves up nicely. And I think they have done a good job with these latest rankings and setting themselves up, again, for success when it comes to the final college football playoff rankings that will come in, of course, after championship Saturday. So, of course, things still got to play out, but I think we at least have a pretty good idea of what the scenarios look like if one team wins and one team loses when we talk about these major championship matchups, conference championship matchups. So Georgia in a very good spot, and they set themselves up to be in a very good spot. It took a very, 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 what's the word I'm looking for? Took a very stressful 8 overtime win over Georgia Tech to get themselves in this spot, but they are looking good and set themselves up nicely. So either a bye week or a home playoff game, not a bad thing for the Georgia Bulldogs. And again, I think they'll be able to beat Texas. Again, it won't. I don't think it'll be as easy, and I don't think they'll quite dominate the way they did the first time around when they played Texas. But I do think Georgia will still get the win. But again, this has been a Georgia team that has been the poster child of inconsistency. I mean, they'll look, and it's not even from game to game. It's from half to half. I mean, remember how they looked in the first half against Georgia Tech and then how they looked in the second half. against Georgia Tech. Remember how I looked in the first half against Alabama and how I looked in the third quarter against Alabama. So this Georgia team, at this point, you're really never sure about what you are going to get. So we'll see how it fares, but Georgia has set themselves up quite nicely here for the college football playoff. And again, I think these would be some very, very interesting matchups. And how about, man, can we imagine, because it's probably going to happen, can we just start to wrap our brains around Boise State being a 4 seed? I mean, who had that on their bingo card coming into the college football season? Ashton Jeanty having an absolutely crazy year, putting the Boise State Broncos on his back, running all over the competition, and having Boise State set up to be a 4 seed. How crazy is that? I mean, absolutely wild stuff, but that's what we're looking at for the college football playoff. Georgia playing either for a 2 seed or they'll get a home playoff game in the college football playoff. Now, I will put this out there. If Georgia gets blown out, then maybe things are different. But I don't think Georgia get blown out. That just hasn't, even though they've obviously lost a couple of games, that hasn't been their MO to get blown out. But I will say, if Georgia does get blown out, which, knock on whatever this table is made out of, I don't want to put that in the atmosphere. But if they do get blown out, things could change, rearrange a little bit. They maybe go from hosting to having to play on the road. Who knows? We'll see. But either way it goes, Georgia set up very nicely. Currently, again, number 5 in the college football playoff rankings, the latest college football playoff rankings, and they are projected right now to be the 7th seed. Again, if they win the SEC championship and beat Texas, they will be the 2 seed. So there you have it. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take about 5 minutes from now, let's go from college to the NFL. Let's start turning the page and looking towards the Minnesota Vikings. We know Kirk Cousins has to play better. We know he's going to be amped up, charged up, looking to bounce back from probably the worst game of his career, and he's going to be looking to have a very good game against his former team. But how is this Vikings defense going to try and spoil Kirk Cousins' return? We'll talk about that next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on Tuesday, here on a happy get over the hump day, Wednesday, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. This week has gone by fast, I'm not going to lie. You heard me almost say it was Tuesday earlier today. It did feel like it was just Tuesday, but this week, hopefully, knock on again, whatever this table is made out of, the week keeps on flying right by. And with it being a Wednesday, we start to turn the page when it comes to these Atlanta Falcons, and we're going to start to talk about the Falcons' next matchup with the Minnesota Vikings, a huge, absolutely huge game with the Vikings. Vikings, obviously, very, very good football team, sitting at 10-2 on the season. I mean, they still got a chance to win their division, and that's with being in the same division as a 11-1 Detroit Lions team. And they still are right there, only a game behind the Lions for first place in the NFC South. NFC North, I mean. Get your divisions right, Dylan. The NFC South is where the Falcons reside, and they're trying to hold off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because guess what? While they have the tiebreaker over the Buccaneers, the Falcons and the Bucs have identical 6-6 records. And Falcons better be careful. And that's why, it's part of the reason why, part of the reasons why this is such a big game for the Atlanta Falcons, because the Bucs are right there nipping at your heels, waiting for you to slip up again. And they're ready to take that lead in the NFC South. So this is, again, you're never going to say it's a must win right now, but it's the next thing closest to a must win for me. And maybe for you it is a must win, and I can definitely respect that opinion and understand why you would feel that way. I'm not going to go quite there, but for me it's the next closest thing to a must win. Whatever is right below that, that's where this game is at for the Atlanta Falcons. So let's talk a little bit about this game and what it could possibly look like. And today I want to focus on how the Vikings defense is going to try to attack this Falcons offense and what has been a struggling Kirk Cousins over the last three games. Really, I guess you could say four. But basically, it's been, what, three? It's been three games now, I think, Kirk Cousins hasn't thrown a touchdown pass. And he's thrown, at this point, more touchdown passes to the other team, unfortunately, than he has the Falcons. It's been a little bit of a struggle, point blank period, for the Falcons. And look, Kirk Cousins, I think he's going to have a bounce-back game. I think he's going to be juiced up, hyped up, piped up, turnt up, whatever you want to say. I think he's going to be ready to go against his former team, coming back to Minnesota for the first time since he signed with the Falcons this offseason. And I think he's going to bounce back simply because of the fact of he knows how much he's been struggling lately. He knows he's coming off what he would probably call the worst game of his career, or one of the top two worst games of his career. So he's going to be ready to bounce back for those two reasons especially. Now, I hope, and I don't think this will happen, but I hope that this won't cause Kirk Cousins to try and press and do too much, because that could also get him in trouble. So I just hope he, again, has the right energy and the right amount of, you know, hype coming into this game, but he's not trying to do too much, because that will also get him in trouble. But how is this Vikings team going to try and attack Kirk Cousins and the Falcons offense? Well, this is a Brian Flores-led defense. He has been a very good defensive coordinator, not only this year, but obviously for in years past. And he's got this Vikings defense playing very, very well. We'll get you some numbers here in just a second. But, he's got this Vikings team playing very well on defense. They don't have a lot of, like, household names in Minnesota, but they're all solid players who, as a unit, are playing very well. And I want to first let you hear from Raheem Morris, because he was talking about the Vikings defense and just giving his overall thoughts on the Vikings defense. And he had some very, very high praise for this Vikings defensive unit. And matter of fact, I'll just let you go ahead and let you hear what Raheem Morris had to say. So here's Raheem Morris talking about the Vikings defense.
They're playing at a Pro Bowl level, you know, particularly their rush-ins and particularly Harrison. Yeah, Gilmore's out there still playing corner at a high level. They still got Harrison Smith playing at a high level. You know, the green dot at the middle linebacker position, I believe, is playing at as high a level as anybody. And B-Flo, he has a way and he has a system. It's devised with smart football players, being able to go out there and have total understanding. Van Ginkel seems like he makes a play every single week on SportsCenter. So those guys play very well together, and like they know exactly what they're doing, and they do a nice job. He always has.
How long has Harrison Smith been in the league now? That's a question. I'm going to have to look that up. Feels like Harrison Smith has been in the league forever at this point. But like Raheem Moore said, he's still playing at a high level. Stephon Gilmore still playing at a high level. So you have some household names in there. But, I mean, this Vikings team as a unit has just been outstanding the entire year. Let me get you some numbers here. Let's look at the numbers. But they're only allowing 18.3 points per game. That is really good. They are only giving up they are giving up some passing yards now. 243.3 net passing yards per game. They have 39 sacks on the year. 39 sacks on the year. They're only giving up 81.3 rushing yards per game. When you're only giving up 81.3 rushing yards per game, that makes up for how many passing yards you're giving up a game. You know what that tells me? That tells me that teams aren't very successful running the ball against the Minnesota Vikings, so they got to do a lot of passing. And guess what, too? The other reason that teams have been struggling running the ball against the Minnesota Vikings, because they haven't really been able to run the ball, because they find themselves down a lot, because their offense pretty good, too, with Sam Darnold, Aaron Jones, and Justin Jefferson and company. Jordan Addison as well. TJ Hockenson back in the fold now, too. So, we know the Falcons obviously got their work cut out for them. But just to give you a few other numbers here defensively, they have, 10 interceptions on the year as a team, I believe. So, I mean, this Vikings team has been really, really solid all year long, not only offensively, but especially defensively, too. So I do wonder just how they're going to approach this game with Kirk Cousins. Are we going to see them blitz a lot? Because we do know Brian Flores is a coach that does like to blitz pretty heavy. He likes to get creative with his blitzes. And I do wonder, too, how they're going to balance kind of putting that pressure on Kirk, but also trying to take away Bijan at the same time. Or Bijan, I should say. But it is going to be interesting because the one thing that the Falcons have always kind of had a leg up on, I feel like, maybe not so much after, you know, during these past three games because of how Kirk Cousins has been struggling. But the one thing I feel like overall throughout the season that the Falcons have had a leg up on is they've been able to kind of, okay, if you really are committed to taking away the run, we're going to pass the ball on you. We're going to have success doing that. Or if you want to take away the pass, we'll have success running the ball on you. But again, this is a Vikings team that is going to be, you know, that has done a pretty good job limiting both. Again, only giving up less than 250 passing yards and almost 80 rushing yards. That's pretty darn good. And only giving up 18 points per game. Pretty darn good. So it's good. If Kirk Cousins plays better, this is going to be a really fun game, a really fun matchup. But if Kirk Cousins continues to struggle like this, then this game could get ugly quickly. Like, and I hope the Falcons defense can have a similar performance to what they had on Sunday against the Chargers, but this is a Minnesota Vikings offense that is still pretty good. Now, that Chargers offense was good as well, and we saw what the Falcons defense was able to do. But all due respect to the Chargers receiving corps, they didn't have Justin Jefferson. And Chargers also didn't have J.K. Dobbins. Air Jones right now is all the way set up to play on Sunday. So I am very interested to see what this Falcons defense is going to do. But again, you're probably, if you're the Falcons defense, it's no shade. This is a very good offense they're going up against, but they're probably going to give up a touchdown or two. Remember, the Falcons defense didn't give up a touchdown last game. That's probably not going to be the case just because we're talking about a very good Minnesota Vikings offense. So with that being said, the Falcons offense is going to have to do their part, not turn the ball over, and they're going to have to score points, and not only just points, not just field goals, they're going to have to score touchdowns of their own. So it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be tough sledding, but again, I'm not calling it a must win right now, but it's a rung below a must win for the Atlanta Falcons. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, about 5 minutes from now, the Hawks taking on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. We know their opponent tonight, but we also know their opponent in the knockout round of the NBA Cup. Be a tough team. But the way the Hawks are playing right now, I think they can take them down. We'll talk about the matchup that the Hawks drew in the knockout round of the NBA Cup. And we'll get into a little bit of NFL headlines as well. That's coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work tuning in right now. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at the gym or on their way to the gym tuned in right now. I appreciate you as well. Shout out to everybody out there that's listening right now, whether you're in the bed again, at home getting ready for work, on your way to work, at home getting ready for the gym, on your way to the gym. I appreciate you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone or any of your smart devices. That way, if you're up early today and you're usually not an early riser, but you're like, man, I really like this guy, Dylan. I really like his show. But I'm not usually up this early. How can I still listen? Well, the Odyssey app is your answer. You can go back and listen to this show in its entirety. You can go back and listen to any of the great shows on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in their entirety. You just got to download that free Odyssey app, search 92.9 The Game, find my show, find whatever show you want to listen to, and then you can go back and listen to your favorite moments in the show, your favorite segments. You can go back and listen to interviews. You can go back and listen to shows in their entirety. Like I said, you can do all those great things on the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it again on your smartphone or on any of your smart devices today. Let's talk a little bit about the Atlanta Hawks, shall we? They're back in action tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo and company. And the Bucks, they got off to a very, very slow start this season, but they have caught their stride, they have caught their wind, and they are starting to roll in their own respect. The Hawks, obviously, on a four-game winning streak themselves, so they're playing some of their best basketball right about now. And it'll be a fun game, I think. Hopefully the Hawks can get it done. It is in Milwaukee, by the way, but you already know you can hear that game right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game going to start at 7:30 tonight with tip shortly after 8 o'clock with Steve Holman. But again, it will be a tough game for the Hawks. Again, Bucks have been playing a lot better basketball, but hopefully Jalen, Trey, Dyson, Bogey, DeAndre Hunter, who, by the way, has been averaging a little over 22 points per game during this Hawks four-game winning streak. That's no surprise because, again, he is really like the X factor of this Hawks team. When he's going, and especially when he's giving you what he's been giving you off the bench these past four games, again, a little over 22 points a game during this Hawks four-game winning streak. I mean, this is a hard Hawks team to beat. And Trae Young hasn't even been shooting the ball that well. And the Hawks are still on this winning streak. Zacharyce Shea has been solid, too, in that starting role because, again, like we talked about yesterday, or maybe it was Monday, but when you got DeAndre doing what he's doing off the bench, that allows Zacharyce Shea to be in that starting role. There's not a lot of pressure on him because, again, you still got Trey, you still got Dyson Daniels, you still got Jalen Johnson, and you still got those guys in there to make sure that he doesn't have to worry about necessarily scoring. He can just go in there and play his game and let the game come to him. And then DeAndre Hunter can come in with the likes of Onyeka Okongwu, Bogey, Kobe Bufkin, and he can be more aggressive looking for his shot. So just the way the Hawks are going, being healthy, obviously, too. The Hawks were not healthy at all during the beginning of the season. So having guys healthy, having guys buy into their roles and understand their roles has just been great. And Trae Young, his maturity has started to show on the court. He understands that he's not shooting the best right now. So, I mean, there were times during that New Orleans game, he passed up his shot. He had wide open shots and he passed them up. Shots that he would have normally taken and said, shoot, I'm going to shoot myself out of this slump. No, he's like, you know what? Other guys are going. Other guys are hot. Let me get the ball to them. And he saw how he racked up 15 assists. And right now he is the league leader in assists. And I believe he's averaged around 14 during this four-game winning streak. So Trae Young understanding when he's understanding now how to pick and choose his spots, understanding, hey, I'm hot right now. Maybe I can be a little more aggressive. Or, hey, I'm not shooting the ball so well right now. Let me get the ball in the hands of guys that are hot. Let me feed the hot hand. So just all those things combined has obviously done wonders for the Hawks, and that's why it has resulted in this nice four-game winning streak that hopefully they can make it five tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. Again, tip-off set for 8 o'clock. You can hear pregame action and the in-game here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. But also, when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks, we know who they're going to play now in their first knockout round game of the NBA Cup. They're going to take on the New York Knicks. The Knicks are the 2-seed, Hawks are the 3-seed in this NBA Cup. So it'll be a tough game. Knicks are playing some really good basketball right now as well. They really have figured it out. Their offense between Cat and Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges and obviously Josh Hart's a dog doing what he does. So they've really started to figure things out in New York. They've been playing well. That ball movement is really good out there in New York, and they've just kind of just figured out how to play with each other, and they're really starting to gel. So you can see that there. So that'll be a tough matchup for the Hawks, but hopefully they can get it done and just, hey, why not go on a run in the NBA Cup? Why not go on a nice little run in the NBA Cup? And so it will be the quarterfinal round, and it is set for Wednesday, December 11th. So a week from today. Oh, I did not mean for that to start playing. Excuse me. So it'll be a week from today. They'll take on the New York Knicks in the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup. So you got a couple of games until you have that contest. They got the Bucks tonight. Like I said, they'll take on the Lakers at home on Friday. Bron will be in town as well. Bronny probably won't be in town. He'll probably be with the G League team. But you have Bron, AD, Dalton Connect, the rookie who has just been, he's had some monster games so far this season. Then you got the Denver Nuggets coming to town on Sunday. So after what has been a little bit of a road trip and a lot of road games kind of connected together for the Hawks, they'll be at home for a couple of games before they take on the Knicks in that NBA Cup quarterfinal game. That'll be in New York, by the way, because the Knicks, again, 2-seed, Hawks are the 3-seed. So Bucks tonight, Lakers Friday, Nuggets Sunday, And then a week from tonight, you got the Knicks in the NBA Cup quarterfinals. So a couple of tough stretches of games coming up for the Hawks. We'll see what they're able to do. And again, we'll start to continue to learn things about this Hawks team. And again, I've said it. My guy Dede holding it down behind the glasses said it. Don't have too many expectations for these Hawks. Don't get too upset if they drop a couple in a row against some good teams. Look, this is not an NBA Finals contending team. I'm just hoping that they're a play-in or playoff team. They're sitting sixth in the East right now. Just enjoy the Hawks ride. We stress enough about the Falcons. We stress enough about Georgia. Don't stress about the Hawks. The Hawks will be all right. Their trajectory is good. But this season, let them be a play-in. Let them be a first-round playoff team. Don't stress out too much about the Hawks. They're heading the right direction. We can stress about them soon, but not right now. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift and see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up for a happy hump day edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.